and the only way to heaven. What about you? Would you like to be known as a hero of the faith? Someone who stands boldly for Jesus Christ? No cape needed. You can learn more at findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
This is Stacy with your news for Wednesday afternoon, sponsored by Martin's Flooring, offering flooring products and services since 1985 with showrooms in Denver, Wyomissing, and Lancaster, plus a flooring outlet in Denver, online at martinsflooring.com. The latest in World Cup action, it's getting exciting here. England and Croatia are midway through extra time after the World Cup semifinal finished 1-1 in regulation. And now Mario Mandzukic has given Croatia a 2-1 lead in the second half of this extra time in the World Cup semifinal. The winner will return to Luzhniki Stadium on Sunday to face France in the World Cup final. APnews.com has all the details of today's game. Police in Lebanon County have identified two of three suspects in a string of arcade game thefts spanning three states. Alicia Botwin and Michael Satelli of Newport Richey, Florida, are wanted on theft and conspiracy to commit theft charges. Police are working to identify the third suspect who allegedly participated in an arcade game theft at Haas's restaurant on June 26th in Lebanon County. Similar thefts in Dauphin and Lancaster County may be attributed to the trio, and the Ocean City, Maryland Police Department say these same suspects also targeted boardwalk arcades in Ocean City, Maryland and Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. They were operating a 2017 Hyundai Elantra with Florida tags. Any further information on the suspects can be provided to the Anvil Township Police. Fox43.com has this story. And Lancaster Online reports this is the fourth summer that massive hatches of mayflies have swarmed man-made structures and people near the Susquehanna in the Columbia area. Columbia and Wrightsville officials have taken preemptive action to help lessen the effects of the swarms of these Hexagenia bilanita mayflies. Street sweepers have been used to clean up layers of the insects, though so far the hatches have been less intense than other recent years. According to Jake Graham, Columbia's Public Services Manager, the hatch usually ends around the beginning of August. More at LancasterOnline.com. This is Stacy with your news for WJTL.
Thanks, Stace. Partly sunny the rest of today. Highs in the upper 80s. We're looking at a partly cloudy, very comfortable overnight. Yeah, a little cooler tonight, low 62. Sunny, pleasant, and 84 for the high tomorrow. And Friday looks sunny, a little stickier, and turning a little more humid with highs again near 84. Right now, it is 87 degrees. And we welcome Mr. Brian Campbell to the JTL studios. I should say we welcome you back to the JTL studios. Good afternoon.
Oh, Lisa, it's so good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm so glad you could come by. Some of our listeners just experienced your music at Creation. How was Creation?
Oh, it was a blast. It was the best year it's been.
Yeah.
Like, as long as we've been going, for probably 5 or 6 years out of like 40 that they've been doing it. But
yeah, I know you've been there for a number of years. Yeah. It was a good one.
Oh, yeah. So much fun. Yeah. Like, it rained a little bit on Wednesday night, and then Thursday onward, it was just this beautiful weather. And man, just the feel of the festival, it was amazing. It was
the
really
weather
cool.
was great. I was over in the kids' tent. So we weren't at the same stage, but we were having fun there, too.
I heard the Donut Man came over.
He did. So, he's been playing about every other year.
Yeah. So my son, he's like 3 years old, and it was his first time ever to like a Christian music event of any sort. Ironically, I don't take him out on the road a lot with stuff that we do. And he was there with my parents who ended up coming to the festival, too. And I saw him like for 15, 20 minutes, and I was like, where are you going? He's like, I'm going to go see Donut Man. So he went over and he saw the Donut Man and was mesmerized by the Donut Man because he listens to Kids Cookie Break.
Yeah.
And then we have some of your CDs that we listen to at home and stuff like that. And then he was just so excited about the Donut Man.
Do you know the Donut Man, Rob Evans, has been at Creation all 40 years?
No way.
All 40 years. Now, back in the beginning, he was telling us how he used to build the sets. He did not start performing until 1982.
Wow.
So he's been singing at Creation since 82, but part of the whole process, all 40 years. So that was great.
What a legend.
He was even the plumber 1 year.
Unbelievable. He's done it all.
Oh, now, Brian, some people might not know, some of our listeners, that you're from the Warwick area. You're a Warwick boy.
Yeah. I grew up. So my family moved to the area here when I was like 6 or 7 years old. And so I grew up in Lancaster, and it was always kind of home. And, I grew up outside of a little town outside Lititz and, of Elm. I grew up in Elm.
I know Elm very well.
Yeah. And so, So grew up there and moved to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania when I was 16 and went to school and university out there. And then now we live in Ohio. But anytime I come back to Lancaster, it's just like you hit, you go over that hill, I think on 283 or what's the main one from Harrisburg, the main highway?
283. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you go over that hill and you're like, I'm in the promised land. This is amazing. So I love coming back to Lancaster. It's always really fun.
Well, it's great to have you back. And I'm so glad that you had an opportunity or a chance to stop by the studio and perform your new song for us. How's that going? How's the recording going?
It's been a blast. It's been, this record came out of about 4 years of really, just really saying, God, what do you want to speak and what do you want this next season to look like. And in that time we had two little kids and we went from doing about 250 days a year on the road to about 20 to 30. And in that time it was just like, God doing stuff in my heart and God getting some of the lessons of these songs into my heart too. And, we started to kind of turn a corner of that about a year ago and started to travel again and tour man, this album released on Friday this last week, and the first song from it is called Born Again, and the whole message of it is a fresh start, a new start in Jesus, and that whenever we seek Him and whenever we see Him, He's always offering new life to us. You saying the old's gone and the new has come, and I think it's just a really relevant message in our world today. I think a lot of people are looking for that.
Will you play it for us now?
Love to.
All right, here we go. It's Born Again. Brian Campbell on WJTL.
You are the God who starts by reaching down. You bore my cross, you're searching, I am found. You're singing out a song, a sweet refrain. You are my joy, I am born again. I once was lost and at my bitter end. Destroyed my hope and stole my innocence. You bore my curse and covered all my sin. You made me new, I am born again. It's by your love that now I see the kingdom of God. Lord, I believe, and by your grace I will enter in. I am redeemed, I am born again. Jesus, your blood, it stands in my defense against every force and every circumstance. Through winds of change, I'm ever in your hands. God, I am yours and I am born again. It's by your love that now I see the kingdom of God. Lord, I believe, and by your grace, I will enter. I am redeemed, I am born again. It's by your love that now I see the kingdom of God. Lord, I believe, and by your grace I will enter in. I am redeemed, I am born again. Oh, is done and all I am is spent. I'm standing face to face with you, my friend. Found in your arms, your love never ends. I am redeemed, I am born again. I am redeemed, I am born again. I am redeemed, I am born again. Oh, I am yours and I am born again.
Brian Campbell's new song, Born Again. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. It sounded great.
That was so nice. So we're going to go back to the music. We have the new Micah Tyler song, and then we'll be back and continue our conversation with Brian Campbell. And will you play us another song coming up?
Oh, yeah, I'd love to.
Awesome. Brian Campbell on the Afternoon Drive. This